From Spark and Anvil and Debate Forge, this is Reply, in Chapter 1 of the Debate Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Reply is a small swan tween, warm cream with soft gray tail feathers, who always stands in a calm, poised way. He carries a wooden stamp that reads, "I disagree because," and he presses it onto the debate papers that disagree the right way. That stamp is Reply's whole craft, civil rebuttal. "I disagree because," never "you're wrong because," he likes to chirp. Talk about the argument, not the person. New debaters, he's noticed, attack the speaker. "You're wrong because you don't get it," which goes after someone's mind. But "I disagree because the facts show something else," goes after the idea. "The words look almost the same," Reply says, "but the meaning is opposite. One attacks a person, one examines an idea. You can still completely disagree and still show respect."
Reply learned to fight fair in a lake village, where his family were the boundary keepers, swans, who are famously touchy about their space. "Swans quarrel over territory all the time," Reply says. "But my family had rituals, fancy moves, gestures, a whole language for saying, 'This is my part of the lake,' without ever hurting the other swan. They talked about the boundary, never attacked the bird. And they learned the lesson that carried Reply his whole life. If you fight nicely, you stay friends. If you fight mean, you win the quarrel and lose the neighbor. I watched two swans settle a real dispute with nothing but a bow and a wing spread," Reply says, "and stay friends after." That was the day he understood disagreement didn't have to cost the friendship and decided the difference was worth teaching.
When Reply was 12, he walked to Debate Forge, where Rhetor, his teacher, was waiting. "What is civil rebuttal?" Rhetor asked. Reply answered right away, "It's 'I disagree because,' never 'you're wrong because.' Talk about the argument, not the person. You still disagree, you just show respect." Rhetor smiled. "You are chosen."
In his workshop, Reply held up two cards. The first read, "You're wrong because you don't understand the issue." Reply shook his head, gray tail twitching. "That's attacking the person. It even has a name, ad hominem." The second card read, "I disagree because new facts show something else." Reply tapped it with a wing. "See? Still disagreeing, but now you're talking about the idea and staying kind to the person. This one gets the stamp." Then he taught the moves as one flowing habit. Never attack the person, their smarts, their motives. Go after their facts and their logic instead. Build it on "I disagree because," followed by a reason about the idea. Get specific. "Your facts are thin because," "your point is bigger than your proof because." Agree with the good parts before you argue the weak ones. That's strength, not weakness. Keep your tone calm and on point. Loud isn't right. Quiet isn't wrong. And importantly, passion is welcome. "I disagree because of this proof" can be full of fire and still be kind. A young badger named Barnaby raised a paw. "But what if the other person is just plain wrong?" Reply tilted his head. "It's not about wrong, Barnaby. It's about why their idea doesn't hold. Instead of 'you're wrong, that's a dumb idea,' try 'I disagree because your idea might not work for everyone.' You still disagree. You're just talking about the idea's limits, not calling Barnaby dumb." Barnaby nodded slowly. "It's harder, but it feels better." "That's the whole thing," Reply said. "When you feel the mean words rising, stop, breathe, and swap them for 'I disagree because.' That's what great debaters do."
"So I can be really fired up about it and still not be mean?" Barnaby asked.
"Especially then," Reply said gently. And Barnaby remembered how his kinder try had felt a moment ago. Harder to say, but so much better afterward. His shoulders had unclenched. The hot, sharp wanting to hit back had melted into something calmer and warmer. the steady, glad feeling of disagreeing heart and still, at the end of it, being friends. That calm, unclenched, still friends after feeling, the opposite of the anger that wanted out, was to reply, the whole reason the craft was worth the extra hardness. Talk about the argument, not the person, he said softly. Always.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to reply. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.